Big Sunday, they've been helping people and nonprofits since 1999, so for a while now, and just growing every year. They just held their back-to-school drive and community dinner and gave away 7,000 school supplies and 500 backpacks and all kinds of goodies, right, David?
Actually, it was closer to 16,000.
16,000?
Yes.
You gave away 16,000 school supplies.
Yes. a little more than that, but yes.
Man, love it when you have these big drives and you do these great community events. And so we are joined by David Levinson, founder, and had this great idea. You're like a visionary.
Well, I don't know about that, but I appreciate the compliment. Thank you.
Well, you came up with this idea of how can we get people involved in where their heart is. So tell us, talk to us about Big Sunday.
Well, the idea behind Big Sunday is we connect people through helping. We have the idea that absolutely everybody in the world has some way they can help somebody else. Mm-hmm. We don't see the world as haves and have-nots. We see it as haves and have-mores. Absolutely everybody has some way they can help somebody else. You're never too old, you're never too young, you're never too rich, you're never too poor. And there's just so many ways people can help one another. And here's the thing. Everybody, your listeners, you, me, we all have our cross we have to bear. For sure, some of us have a bigger cross than others. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing that makes your burden easier than when you help lighten somebody else's load. And I think absolutely everybody feels that way. We're proud of the fact that at Big Sunday, we have homeless people who help us, and we have movie stars and CEOs who help us, and everyone just mixes it up and is treated and valued the same and finds their way to fit in.
It does make you feel good, and it takes you out of whatever you think your problems are for a while.
Sure.
Because now you're helping someone else, and there's nothing like doing that, and especially when you're doing it the way you want to do it. So who are some of the partners? Talk to us about some of the partners that you work with.
Well, we work with hundreds of nonprofits, mm-hmm. because people have all kinds of interests. Some people just really want to help homeless people or veterans or seniors, or they're interested in domestic violence. Some people are really interested in helping dogs or cats. It's all good. And so we work with tons of nonprofits, hundreds and hundreds of them, that help people with all of those issues, as well as many, many different schools. And the people come to us. They come to us through schools. They come to us through faith groups. They come to us through tons of businesses. A lot of times they're just individuals or families who come and help us. We work with teams and clubs and fraternities, and it's really an open door. We have no religious agenda whatsoever. We have no political agenda. We really like to, in a divisive world, focus on what we have in common.
Yes, which is what we all have in common, is that we can help other people. So if you wanted to, you know, work with veterans, where would you take them to?
Great question. There's all kinds of ways to help. And just so you know, we're based here in Los Angeles, but we've done stuff throughout California as well as 10 other states and a couple other countries. And we can find ways for people to help wherever you are. Here in LA, for instance, we'll do everything from go to the VA in Brentwood to one of our harbor cruises out of San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite things we do.
Those are popular.
Yes, we call it the We're All in the Same Boat Project. We do it 7-8 times a year. We meet at Portsacol in San Pedro, thanks to our friends at Spirit Cruises, and we fill up a boat and go on the boat. There's exactly one rule on the boat, and that is that everybody has to meet someone new. And we did one yesterday, and we had some of our friends from New Directions for Vets there. We had some people from the Sepulveda Vets on over in Westwood, and as well as people from foster care and people in recovery and people in other groups, as well as just people there along for the ride. And we all just enjoyed each other and saw sea lions and had some donuts. But that was a great way to help veterans, because it was a wonderful opportunity for everyone there was to say thank you to these brave men and women for your service, and we appreciate it, and see what they're up to. But then we'll go to the VA. We've done everything from plant gardens to paint their common room to provide food throughout the year or clothing, decorate it at the holidays. That is just a quick example of how to help veterans. Let me be really clear. Veterans come and help us all the time, too. We'll have a sing-along at the holidays. We'll be sorting clothes on MLK Day. We'll have our back-to-school night, and some vets groups come and help us out as volunteers.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, New Directions. I love working with those guys, those groups that you named.
Oh, they're awesome. Have you heard the choir?
No, I haven't heard the choir yet.
My buddy George Hill and the choir.
Yeah.
The New Directions has a group of an amazing choir founded by a wonderful guy named George Hill, who's a veteran himself and had his story, and he's formed a choir with other vets, and they're amazing. They were on America's Got Talent. They come to the Big Sunday office once a year. We have Vets Night in April, mm-hmm. where the choir sings, and we all have dinner together. And we have a very rowdy game of bingo with and for the vets, mm-hmm. and they're all part of New Directions. But there's U.S. vets we work with a lot throughout town, yeah. the VA, lots of wonderful vets groups.
There are. And so if that was an interest of yours, you've heard how David's describing it. That's how it would work. And you're doing a lot of cleanups, you said, lately in the city.
Well, if you've walked down a street in L.A., not everywhere you go. Where we are right here, right near Beverly Hills, it's pretty mm-hmm. clean. But you go on a lot of streets, there's just a lot of garbage on the street. I don't know if it's like a rule that when you have a bag of potato chips, you have to drop the bag on the ground. But we mm-hmm. have sent out groups all over the place. We're going this Wednesday to MacArthur Park. We were last week in Koreatown. Couple weeks ago in the Echo Park, Silver Lake area. But a lot of people, that's what's really important to them. We have events. Our headquarters is on Melrose near Highland. We have events every Monday and Thursday morning. We were there today. We had a mountain of clothes that had been donated, and people were sorting them and are giving them to all different organizations that could use them. Those are very friendly events. We have a regular crowd come in on Mondays and Thursday mornings. And if you're listening, you're welcome to come too.
Yes, that you have over 1,500 ways to help, I think I read.
We're up to over 2,000 ways every year mm-hmm. to help, and not just our own. We feel like we're all in this together, so
yes.
we work with tons of nonprofits and other organizations around town. And if you go on our calendar, we post events every day of the year, ways to help.
You can just glance and see what you would be interested in. Yeah, it's real easy. It's all
self-explanatory. We try to make it easy.
You make it very easy for people to navigate and figure out and get there and to connect with you. And what's the website?
Thank you for asking. It's bigsunday.org. And you can find us right there. And our phone number is 323-549-9944. We're there Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but we do a lot of events on the weekends. Many of our events are all ages welcome. As like you mentioned, the back-to-school night was a blast. We had a few hundred people there. People had been dropping stuff off for weeks. We helped 7 different schools in the area. And then, in typical Big Sunday fashion, we all had dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to have fun.
Got to have the good food there, too.
Yeah. We had an amazing fried chicken dinner. Everybody squawked. I haven't had fried chicken. I can't remember the last time I had fried chicken. There was not a morsel of it left.
And you fried it up for everyone, right?
I didn't fry it this time. But we did do a barbecue at the beginning of the summer. But there's nothing like breaking bread with somebody to sit down and talk to them and find out a little about them. And we're in a very divisive time right now. Mm-hmm. And people might have noticed, or there's an election going on this year, and different sides keep yelling about how bad the other one is. And at the same time, all this terrible stuff is going on all over the world. We think at Big Sunday, most people really want to focus on what we have in common. And we're very much about bringing diverse groups of people together in the name of enjoying one another and making the world a little bit better.
Yes. Oh, and that was great what you did with the schools, the thousands of supplies. They went to Hamilton Middle School, Hooper Avenue Elementary, Perry Middle School, 7 altogether, you said.
Yes, and your folks who are listening, if you missed Back to School Night, our next big, we have a big event every month. Our next big event is September 18th, Books and Brunch, the 4th annual Books and Brunch. We're going to be giving away more than 10,000 books to all kinds of groups, schools, after-school programs, hospitals, shelters, community centers, group homes. We need all kinds of books, kids' books for sure, but art books, self-help books, mysteries, you name it, we need it. New is fantastic. Gently used is good. And if it's used, as my mom would say, let your conscience be your guide mm-hmm. about the condition
right,
of the book.
So that's the next event is Books and Brunch.
Right.
Which sounds really good. Have you done that in the years past, Books and
Brunch?
Oh,
yeah. This is there was a debate whether this is the 3rd or the 4th, but we have figured out it's the 4th one. And, of course, we have brunch for everybody because we always have food. October, of course, is Spooky Sunday for Halloween, mm-hmm. where we turn our warehouse into a haunted house. Mm-hmm. We host lots of kids from disadvantaged backgrounds and them and their families. And it's a big party. We have a haunted house. We have a costume giveaway. If you have people out there who have costumes they don't need anymore, we love to do that in a photo booth. And we have a special thing called trunk or treating, where people get to decorate their car and come in costume, put candy in the trunk, and all these kids in their groovy new costumes get to come down and have some candy.
That's cute. So it's in the trunk of the car.
It's in the trunk of the car, and we either urge you to park in the shade or get non-melting candy. Yeah. Just saying.
And how do you keep the kids from, because I would scoop up a whole bunch. If I was at the trunk of the car, it's
There are those
packing my bag.
There are those who do. You know, I advise people to put, if you're standing at the trunk of your car, you either want to put your favorite candy in there or your least favorite candy in there, depending on what your goals are. Uh-huh. I every year... for better or worse, come in a big Clifford the Big Red Dog costume that I really hate, but I wear it every year and sit down with some 100 grand bars and some Mounds bars, and the other ones I like are in the trunk of my car. But it's a really fun event, and we have events like that all throughout the fall.
Mm-hmm. The idea behind that is just have a good time.
It's to have a good time and to make sure that all these kids have costumes for Halloween.
Yes.
And last year we gave away over 1,500 costumes to kids. And this way they don't have to worry about it, and their folks don't have to worry about whether they'll have a costume. And it's the day before Halloween this year, and it's in the category of good, clean fun. And it's really nice for everybody. We get a lot of corporate groups who come and help out and are part of the party, but lots of other groups too. Everybody's welcome. But you have to sign up beforehand, because with all of our events, space at a certain point becomes limited.
Yes, they're popular. So you want to get to the website and get online and find out which ones you want to do, because
exactly.
You have many coming up in the fall.
Tons, especially with all the holidays. And you know, something else other people are really interested in, hunger. There are so many people now who don't have enough to eat. And it's not just the people you see who have tough challenges who are on the street, but a lot of people, older people who don't have enough to eat, kids at school and their families, working poor families. So we have a food drive every single month, and we collect all sorts of non-perishable food, whether it's canned food, dry pasta, powdered milk, cereal, cold cereal. And if you want to lead a food drive where you live or work or go to school, we would love it.
Cool. That's another way that you can get involved. Yeah. So you can lead one. Just get in touch with Big Sunday, and David will talk to you if you want to, right?
Oh, I'll give you the hard sell. This is nothing.
Big Sunday, thank you for everything that you've done over the years for the community, and so many creative ways too, bringing people together, making them happy, the people who give. Thank you, David.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that, Tina. And really, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And if people are interested, they should go to bigsunday.org and see the many, many other ways they can help too. Whoever you are, whatever you do, we'd love to have you.